Jamie, another victory and another fine goal. Good place to start, isn't it? Just talk us through that opening strike.
Yeah, I had a chance just before. I was disappointed not to take that one, so I made up for it with the one 5 minutes late.
You cut in from that left-hand side, and I think the amount of space you had, it just really opened up for you, didn't it?
Yeah, I think the first couple of times I went down the outside, and then I think that gave me the space to come in, and I caught it well, and thankfully went in.
Can you talk us through like a performance as a winger when you know you were causing a lot of problems there? They can maybe sense that it's going to be a difficult job for them on the night. Do you sort of feel that as a winger, and you want the ball as often as possible in that type of situation, don't you?
Yeah, you always want the ball. Especially when you're getting the beating of the man, you want to keep going at them, keep getting shots, keep getting crosses. So, especially first half, I managed to do that. Second half, they changed a wee bit to kind of stop us. So. It was good to get the goal in the end, and much deserved one.
Yeah, you had to be resolute at times in that second half, didn't you? And they had spells, perhaps got to be expected when they get the goal, maybe changes a bit of momentum, but sticking to the task and ultimately getting the kind of win I think that you probably got a year ago.
Yeah, it's obviously important to get wins now on the board, last couple of months of the season, and we'll come to places like this where we know it's going to be difficult, and to get 3 points, we couldn't be any happier.
You were sort of integral to that run last year. Do you sort of see similarities with the last three games compared to last year when you had that long winning run which took you at the table?
There is, but it's all about playing well. We're a team capable of playing well every game, winning every game. So at the moment we're doing that, and hopefully we can carry it on.
Confidence levels must be high. Must be higher maybe than they have been at times this year. But what does it say about a team that can suffer the disappointment of a defeat at Gillingham? A few questions are asked after that game, but then come back and get three big wins, two on the road in the space of 7 days.
Yeah, the Gillingham game was obviously a tough one. Going down there, we thought we could win. It was just a poor performance on the day, but we knew from the game before that we won, that we could lift it again for the next game, and we went on from there. So hopefully we don't have in many more games like Gillingham again for the rest of the season, and we have more games like today.
What has Matty Doan brought to this team that maybe wasn't there before? I mean, he scored 4 goals in 3 games. Just how much of a positive impact has he had?
Yeah, he's been great. The defenders clear the ball, he's going to be there or thereabouts. I think the gaffer called him a pest. So they're the kind of people you want in your team. You're always putting defenders under pressure and creating chances for other people like me.
There's a lot of energy in this group, isn't there, particularly going forward? You on one flank, Matty Doan up top, the guys in the midfield, and Paul Cootes has come in and added that as well. And it enables you, doesn't it, to press, to try and win the ball back, but also get forward quickly.
Yeah, there's loads of different ways we can play now. Obviously, the gaffer's done great bringing these boys in, and they've only added to the team. Jason Holt as well was great tonight as well. So we've got loads of options. Whether we want to go 4-4-2, 4-5-1, 3-5-2, we've got the players to do that.
Because of the players that have come in January, and maybe just some of the ones who signed in the summer have bedded in now, do you sort of look back and think we are a much better team than maybe we were in August, September?
I wouldn't say we're a much better team, but we're playing better. It's a lot of the same boys. There's a couple of different ones, but it's just up to us to put on performances like tonight and keep that going.
The top two will be keeping an eye on you guys, won't they? They'll know that Sheffield United are coming up from behind and have got a chance to challenge for the top two.
Yeah, we've definitely got a chance. We need to keep playing well, keep winning games and keep getting points on the board, and hopefully we can do that on Saturday as well.
How much belief does it give you when you can go to a league leaders, for example, and win there and then follow it up? Does it sort of make you believe, you know what, we can do this, maybe we should do this?
Yeah, there's no doubt about it. We're in a position to put a challenge in. We've been doing well. Obviously, going to Bristol City last weekend was a good win for us, but I thought we were always capable of winning at places like that. So, as I said, it's all about keeping it going.
And with you getting another goal today and playing well again tonight, how do you feel about your own form at the moment? Have you set any individual targets between now and the end of the season?
To get promoted.
Simple as that, yeah. just to get to finish the job?
Yeah, that's all we're looking for. I think if you asked everyone in the team, that's their only aim. So as long as come June we're in the Championship, that's what we want.